In this week's Healthy Eats segment, Terry Padala, Upstate Nutritionist, is here with some valuable information about food and inflammation. Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Hi, Linda. Good, thank you.
So what do we mean when we talk about inflammation in the body?
Right. Inflammation is a real big buzzword today, and we all have acute inflammation, but what we're talking about is chronic.
Let me stop you there. When you say we all have acute inflammation, do you mean like when we have a cut or some kind of an upper respiratory infection?
Right. A broken bone, an injury.
Yeah. Our body basically, the immune response is one of inflammation.
Exactly.
And that's good.
Right. And so what we're talking about, though, today is a chronic inflammation, something that is like a slow-burning fire. The immune response gets off balance, and it stays turned on. It's like our body has a constant defense mechanism. And they say a lot of this is because we have a lot of stress in our world. We're not eating the healthy foods that we should be eating. We're eating more processed foods. So all of this causes us to have this kind of underlying inflammation going on all the time.
And it's supposedly the source for some of the disease entities we have.
Exactly.
Like,
yes, they're relating it
cancer,
to
cancer.
Yeah, obesity even, rheumatoid arthritis, Alzheimer's.
So we really need to make some changes so that we don't have this constant underlying inflammatory process going on.
Exactly.
Chronically.
So nutritionists are recommending more the whole foods anti-inflammatory recommendations
Let me stop you there for a second. How do you know if you have
some chronic inflammation?
Yeah, what are the signs and symptoms?
A lot of people have skin disorders, maybe some redness or eczema, dermatitis. Maybe you're getting frequent infections.
Do you have pain with this?
Yep. Some people have chronic pain, like with the arthritis. Some people have digestive issues, diarrhea or constipation. Some people have congestion, just their breathing.
Now, with things like heat, with things like inflammation, you think of heat. Do you actually feel heat in your body?
Some can, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So with all that, you let's say you're a person who thinks that, geez, I must have some chronic inflammation going on in my body. What do you do? What lifestyle changes can you make?
We all need stress reduction and adequate sleep. But as far as nutrition goes, we need to focus on omega-3s. If you can get wild salmon, one of the most important recommendations I can recommend is getting red meat that is grass-fed. When you eat meat that is the animal's been fed by grass, it has a higher omega-3 content, which is very important. We need to keep our fruit and vegetables in, which are high in antioxidants, and our spices.
How about things like cruciferous vegetables? They're
yes.
always talking about things like Brussels sprouts and broccoli and cauliflower.
Yes, very, very important. They're very anti-inflammatory also that will help with this chronic inflammation.
How about things like fruits? What kinds of fruits would be most helpful?
Blueberries, wild blueberries are recommended.
And what should we avoid?
I think the meats that, ask what the animals are feeding. I think I push grass-fed meats.
How about things like sugar?
Yes, exactly. Just overly processed, high refined foods.
Trans fats,
yep. Foods that have no fiber in them. So exactly, just avoiding that overprocessed, refined foods.
How do you feel about things like synthetic sweeteners?
I go more towards honey, but in moderation. Good question.
Sounds great. Well, listen, once again, great information, and we hope that people will take you at your word.
Thank you, Linda.
Get rid of this inflammatory food.